Now, the FIFA president believes Qatar 2022 has shown the gap has closed between small and bigger countries. Gianni Infantino also says the tournament has delivered the best group stage ever at a World Cup.
The matches have been of great quality in beautiful stadiums. We knew that already. However, as well, the public who was there was incredible, over 51,000 on average, record-breaking figures on TV. We already have over 2 billion viewers, which is really incredible. 2.5 million people in the streets of Doha, and a few hundred thousand every day in the stadiums, all together, cheering together, supporting their teams. Fantastic atmosphere, great goals, incredible excitement, surprises, small teams beating big teams. Well, there are no more small teams and no more big teams. The level is very, very equal. For the first time as well, national teams from all continents going to the knockout phase. For the first time in history, this shows that football is really becoming truly global. We simply want to give some joy and some smiles to people all over the world. That's what football is about, that's what the World Cup is about. And that's what should happen from now as well until the end. We have already seen some great action on the field, which finally is the most important part of what you do. Some of the biggest stars performing very, very well. But the memories of, I don't know, the Mexican fans or the American fans or the Saudi fans, not to speak about Argentina, Brazil, Iranians, everyone, the Moroccans who were really cheering their teams, the Tunisians. I mean, I can just name the Senegalese. I could name them all, probably. Now we reach really the top competitive phase where, of course, the big stars, the big players, the big teams will make the difference on the pitch. So I hope and I'm sure we will see a fantastic conclusion of this World Cup.